good and feeling fine. Looking good and feeling fine.
Sway, sway.
Looking good and feeling fine. Looking good and feeling fine.
Hello, everyone. 欢迎大家又来听 Panji Danny 告诉你。It's me, Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny. Happy Double 11, 双十一快乐。
That's right. Happy Double 11.
那今天我跟 Spencer 就跟大家说一下，我们这个双十一让外国人都傻眼了，就是说中国人民，哇、wow, ，amazing purchasing power， 这个购买能力太惊人了，一天能花那么多钱。
Yeah, that's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your credit cards ready.
Max out your credit cards, 信用卡刷爆是吧
？Oh God, yeah, max them out.
好，今天我们跟大家就分享一些很实用的双十一购物的英语，捡便宜的英语。好，那你在这个抢货秒杀购物之余呢，还想学英语的话，大家可以到开言英语的微信公众号拿到我们今天音频的文字推送，还有我们历来很精彩的节目。Okay, so Spencer, I was just using the term double eleven to describe 双十一，然后就是因为这两年这个购物节实在是影响太大了嘛，所以就是英语媒体 they're increasingly using this term, right?
Because I don't know what else we would call it. I think double 11 probably sounds like the best thing. Or you could say like 11-11.
11-11 比较绕口是吧？两个 11. November 11, yeah. 但还有一个就是很多外媒他就是跟外国人科普什么是双十一的时候，他们都会说啊，这个以前是中国的光棍节。光棍节英语叫做
Well, it's kind of like Bachelor's Day or Singles Day.
Singles Day, 对吧
？Yeah.
Singles 就是 if you're single, 你就是单身。你刚刚说那个 Bachelor's Day, 因为 Bachelor 是形容就是基本上单身男性啊、so we don't want to exclude all the single ladies. All the single ladies.
No, that's right. We don't.Want to exclude you either, ladies. Which, by the way, we would call you a bachelorette.
Bachelorette, 对、uh-huh. 反正就是 Singles Day. 但现在已经没有人说什么光棍节了，因为、阿里巴巴实在太强了，就是把这个光棍节、they kind of took it and turned it into the world's largest shopping holiday.
Oh, I was going to say that's pretty crazy.
对的，其实我就是看到那个在英国 Daily Telegraph 那个报纸上面，它网站有一个形容或者跟英国读者介绍科普双十一的那一段文章，我觉得说特别好玩。Spencer 可以跟我们分享念两句，好不好？
可以啊。So, forget tiny little Black Friday. Singles Day, the world's biggest online shopping day of the year, has just finished with Chinese shoppers spending $17.8 billion in just 24 hours.
天哪，这个billion 17.8亿，这就几百亿，就是24小时里面。
Yeah, it's
这还是去年的，因为今年我们做节目的时候，今年双十一 hasn't happened yet.
Exactly.
So I'm sure like every year they break their own record, right? Record setting each year. 今年又有一个新纪录，咱们中国 shoppers, 中国消费者加油哈。
Yeah, so I think most interesting here is that this little...snippet that I just read, you know, says forget Black Friday because Black Friday has
it's
always
tiny.
Yeah,
by
well,
comparison.
Now it's tiny. Now it's tiny. Yeah, it is.
Black Friday 就是美国的这个 shopping day, 对吧、mm-hmm. 黑色星期五是你们感恩节后面那一天、我们到时候也会给大家做节目啊。它曾经是世界上就是最大的一个购物狂欢日、但是现在和我们中国双十一比，它就是 tiny, 就是 little, 就是太渺小了。
Well, one thing I'm curious about now, though, I don't think we have Chinese shoppers...like waiting at the door on the morning of 双十一 do we?
因为双十一它刚开始的时候就是阿里巴巴是 e-commerce 嘛电商、
yeah.
so it really started as this online
yeah so you don't really yeah it
festival.
Doesn't really apply to like regular stores so much it's primarily online
哦没有但现在线下现在不是电商他们都要做 omni channel 嘛
嗯
你知道这个说法吗 omni channel 就是 多渠道的，就是全渠道覆盖的啊。英文里面这个 OMNI,Omni,、
yeah.
前缀就是 it means to include all,
yeah,
right?、
Exactly.
So, 对，现在真的是双十一什么都有啊，就各种各样的东西，线上的you know, online, 线下的 offline,、mm-hmm. 然后包括像我们开言英语也有双十一的活动、
mm-hmm.
因为嘿、hey, 学习产品投资自己 ,why not, 对不对、
exactly.
对，所以对我们广大消费者来说呢，真的如果你是需要买点东西的话，在这一天你确实可以抢到很多的优惠，节省下不少的银子啊。那接下来 Spencer 就跟我们讲讲英语里面形容就是捡到便宜货呀，就是抢到优惠啊，这些英文怎么说。
好，可以啊。Very simple, you could say something like to get a deal.
Ah, to get a deal. Mm-hmm. 所以这个 deal 就是 D-E-A-L 的那个。
Exactly.
Deal 它除了有那个交易，比如说 it's a deal, it's a done deal,、mm-hmm. 就是交易的意思。
Mm-hmm.
Another meaning means you've saved some money, like、
exactly.
on Double 11, there are amazing deals、mm-hmm. everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, so basically when we're saying getting a deal, it means like getting a good deal.
A good deal 就是基本上很划算，对不对？买到便宜的东西啊。那除了 deal， 我最早学的一个说优惠减价是 discount。
Yeah, discount. So discount is kind of like a, you know, 打折或者特惠 ，basically.
啊、所以 discount 也可以，对不对？但另外还有一个是不是叫 promotion？ Like they're doing promotions everywhere.
Yeah, so a promotion can be more like a, it's kind of like a, I think it's more like a, 可以说 like 小售放法 kind of like a 买一送一 that's kind of like a promotion.
Buy one, get one free, yeah, 这种。
Yeah, that could be more like a promotion.
因为它是一些促销活动 whereas like deals and discounts is just, 有的时候也不用 buy one, get one free, 它直接这个东西 they'll give you, you know,多少 percent off,
yeah.
对不对？
Yeah, well, the thing is, I mean, if you really think about it, if you're getting like a buy one, get one free, like deal or, you know, promotion, then it's really just 50% off, but you have to take two.
对，诶，所以你刚刚说的 50% off, 英语里面说打折，然后打几折就是用百分比。多少 percent off 来表达
Exactly, so 50% off obviously would be 打五折
对这个很重要的就是呢it works the opposite way、
yep.
as Chinese、
yep.
这个和咱们中文反的对不对、mm-hmm. 比如说打七折英语里面就会说
30% off、
所以你是把那个减掉的部分说一下、
exactly.
是吧比如 30% off 打七折、
mm-hmm.
好那我觉得对双十一的时候呢就是就是大家买东西的这个 motivation 动机可能也不太一样有的是啊真的 you know, I can save a lot of money, getting these great deals. 有的时候像我嘛我每年双十一对我来说是一个囤货的好机会、
oh, man.
比如我买的一些东西它平时很少打折的、但是双十一 they'll give you some really good deals. 双十一都是 50% off, I'm like, oh, I have to, 就是要囤货。所以囤货英语怎么说、
这就是 stock up on things.
叫什么
?stock up.
To stock up on things.、
Yeah.
So, stock 就是 S-T-O-C-K.、
That's right, yeah, to stock up on things. So, a long time ago, when everybody lived on farms, you know, you had to stock up food for the winter.
你给的例子都是我记得有一次你给的例子是 take a break from modern society. 这次的例子是很早以前农业社会。冬天来了大家要 stock up on food.
It's true. I mean, I'm just, 这就是来源嘛 This is like the source of the, you know, of the word.
对你真的特别淳朴不忘本哈你可以说对 to stock up on things、mm-hmm. 对吧就是我要囤点货、mm-hmm. 然后呢或者像有一些就是可能很多女孩了在现在很多男孩也是他就是购物狂、mm-hmm. 很喜欢购物、mm-hmm. 购物让他很开心、mm-hmm.
yeah but hold on if you're like a 购物狂 like if you're like a shopaholic and you're like buying too much stuff that you don't needAnd then all of a sudden, you realize you have no, like, space in your apartment. You might be a hoarder.
你刚刚就一句里面说了两个很好的词。一个是 shopaholic,
对 shopaholic, yeah.
Shopaholic 就是那种购物狂、对吧而且我觉得这个词是比较贬义、比较 negative 的就是说 you have a shopping
problem yeah, you shop till you drop
啊对对对这个也好 shop till you drop drop 就是走不动路都瘫掉了so you literally like shop till you drop 但我觉得这个就是 it's out of control、对吧就是有点太失控了、然后呢还有你还用到一个词叫
yeah hoarder. hoarder I guess like in Chinese I mean you could call them likeA 囤筐 I don't know, like, because it'd be like...
囤筐就我们刚刚说的囤货但这个前面说的 stock up on things, 那个囤货是比较我觉得是褒义的就基本上你趁这个东西便宜我买、对吧然后是我需要的东西但 if you're a hoarder,、美国有一个真人秀不叫 就叫 hoarder 嘛就那种人家里都很恐怖门进去以后你没有一块地方能落脚的因为他家全是各种他舍不得丢的东西比如20年以前的一张餐巾纸啊、什么的这种他都留着不丢。
It's really a type of psychological problem.
对 是一种心理问题 对吧、好那我们接下来来点轻松 lighthearted 啊。那有些时候、又回到你这个 modern society, 现代社会 very stressful, 压力很大。所以呢有些人他就说我可以通过购物来
治
愈
一
下
okay, like retail
form
therapy,
of therapy、
right.
Retail 就是、零售就是买东西卖东西然后 therapy 就是一种治疗、所以购物治疗、购物疗愈
Well, I think it's good to we say treat yourself
Treat yourself 就是宠自己一下
So like if you don't really shop much you could treat yourself to buying something really nice as well I don't know kind of skeptical about retail therapy Jenny I don't know what your thoughts are
Skeptical
就是你不相信 I'm a little like suspicious of it I don't
我觉得你当时那个感觉是 Oh you feel so excited Right 然后但是可能到第二天你就很后悔就是买了个自己真的不也不太需要的东西然后还花了很多钱就是前面我们说 max out your credit card max out对就是刷爆的信用卡啊好我们今天分享了很多就是关于双十一的英语其实啊我觉得还有一个很重要的要跟大家说就双十一不是很多时候他就 We will need to stay up until midnight to like 12 o'clock 然后就是开抢然后你这开抢什么英语怎么说、
snatch.
But it's also got this feeling of it starts right now like a countdown、
right. so you have to like so you have to like really kind of like you know 抓紧时间 like you know 购物 I guess like to like really like take
对对对
a hold of time to buy something
Oh, take a hold of time,
Or take advantage, sorry. Yeah, take advantage of the time to purchase something.
反正你就要在 first hand, 就要在那里 Like, it's almost like a first come, first serve basis.
Yeah, exactly.
不然就没了。
You guys have another saying in Chinese that's related to this kind of thing with the 秒杀。
对秒杀英语。
Well, I know what it means, but I actually don't really know how I would say it in English. I mean...你会怎么翻译呢 I don't really know how I would translate that.
你不是现在在做翻译？
我是偶尔怎么翻译的？
你没有翻译到这个词。
I think 秒杀 this is like a, you know, it's like a term that's been coined by Chinese, so it's kind of like,
就很有中国特色英语真的很难找到对应的去形容它是吧
I mean, it's like to like, you know, kind of buy something in an instant. You can only get the deal right now. You gotta like, you know, like it's like an extremely limited time offer. So limited that it's limited to like 10 seconds.
对对你这虽然形容的很就是很词有点多 but I think that's the best probably, right? Like,
Yes, super
right
ultra limited
second,
the time offer.
Have to get it, yeah. Super ultra limited time offer. Okay, we'll go with that. Super ultra time limited offer. 好，现在大家听我们的节目大概也是有点心不在焉，快要去抢货了。不管怎么样，祝大家双十一都买到自己喜欢的东西 ，get some great deals, save some money. 然后呢，我们开言英语也有双十一非常好的特惠，大家可以到我们的微信公众号来了解。对。我想在双十一你购物很多的清单里面学习英语的这个产品会是一个特别有意义而且 hopefully it's a lasting 能持久的 一个产品。然后呢，我们这次特别送出的就是购买两年开源会员，你可以享受85折优惠，而且我们还会加送你2个月的课程。你学习那么长久的时间，只要1199。我觉得就是对。学到的东西就会是很长久的嘛，所以希望大家支持，然后 Happy Double Eleven, we'll see you next time, 再见，
双十一快乐，拜拜。